Much grain now is falling ungathered, while many stand idle and wait. The harvest time soon will be ended, for garnering them tis too late. O soul, prove thy love to the Savior, for what he has done unto thee, by sending the tidings of mercy to lost ones o'er land and o'er sea. They perish, they perish, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
Morning, friends. We hope today finds each of you well and encouraged to live for God. As the song says, heaven will surely be worth it all. Whatever else we may accomplish in life, it will amount to so little if we miss heaven. So be encouraged always to do the right and press onward and upward. Listen, blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Psalms 1:1-6. Now, if you have been following the broadcast for the last several months, since we've been discussing the gospel alphabet, perhaps you know that the next letter coming up is the letter R. I say the letter R stands for responsibility. What a plaything life would be if each could go his or her own way, doing as their fancy dictated to them, and yet not share in the responsibility of their actions. Many act as if this is true, but it is not. Each man and woman must stand responsible for the consequences of their deeds. Even nature says to the tree, take root deeper and anchor yourself against a storm, or suffer the consequences of being blown away. And to the river, nature says, keep flowing, for the trees and flowers along the path are depending on your water to sustain them. And nature says to the branch and the vine, bear fruit or be severed. Jesus used the vine to teach his disciples the lesson of responsibility of bearing fruit. And so, on this road of life, from here to the great beyond, we may say there is a sign to warn the travelers of their responsibility which says, travel at your own risk. So each traveler is responsible for their mistakes and failures, not someone else. I have my own life to live, and I am accountable for the way I direct it. Remember, life's road has its flashing lights of green, amber, and red. God is faithful to warn every traveler, but the final decision for every crossroad and sharp curve, the dead ends, the holes, dust, and mud, is left to the individual who must bear the responsibility for their choices. When I make a failure in my journey, there's nothing to be gained in trying to shift the responsibility to someone else, as did our foreparents, Adam and Eve. I heard of a man who traveled down the fast expressways of California, and he made a wrong turn. He was stopped by the officer and asked, why did he do it? His reply was, because my wife told me to. The officer replied with a question, do you always do what your wife tells you to? I suspect if the true answer had been given, it would have to be no. Listen to this. The woman said, "The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat," Genesis 3:12. But the fact remained, she did indeed eat. And Adam said, "The woman whom thou gavest me to be with me, she gave me out of the tree, and I did eat," verse 12. So he did indeed eat too, but each was responsible. Time could not rub out the deed. The penalty had to be paid. Learning to shoulder responsibility is a sign of maturity. To be irresponsible is to be immature. Some folks reach maturity earlier than others. Paul said, "When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things." 1 Corinthians 13:11. The Lord is looking for responsible folks to place in charge of his work. The child must grow up to be responsible. It is all right to be children in malice, but in understanding, no. Listen, "Brethren, be not children in understanding. Howbeit in malice be ye children, but in understanding be men." 1 Corinthians 14:20. If the Lord has a job for you, don't say, as the common expression goes, "Let George do it." Accept that job and say, as Isaiah of old, "Here am I, send me." The prodigal son left home and no longer shared the duties there, but he could not escape the results of his choice. It brought him to the pig pen, and his hunger cried out even for the husk which the swine did eat. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6:7. Man is responsible for his livelihood in the sweat of his face. He is also held liable for the way he handles the word of God and what disposition he makes of it. Listen, "And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book." Revelation 22:19. Each person is to save yourself from this untoward generation. Acts 2:40. How can we expect God to save us if we don't do our part in saving ourselves? And to that one who is given more ability, the more is expected of him. Listen, "For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. To whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more." Luke 12:48. In earlier days, it seems that folks took much greater care to fulfill their promises. If a man promised a certain thing, you could count on that responsible person to keep his word. And I say, in fact, it is still that way. But oh, how many today will promise one thing and do another. This is even true with nations. Their word and covenant is worth little. So many cannot be trusted. The scriptures say, "Better it is that thou shouldest not vow than thou shouldest vow and not pay." Ecclesiastes 5:5. So in summing up these thoughts, let me say that a responsible person endeavors to make an honest living, seeks God for salvation, walks in the truth of the Bible, and does not handle it deceitfully. They use their ability and take advantage of opportunities. They are concerned about others, very cautious in paying their debts, keeping their word, honoring their contracts, and watching their deeds. And now, this poem, "The Best We Can." When things don't go to suit us, why should we fold our hand and say, "No use in trying, fate baffles all our plans"? Let not your courage falter, keep faith in God and man, and to this thought be steadfast, "I'll do the best I can." If clouds blot out the sunshine along the way you tread, don't grieve in hopeless fashion and sigh for brightness fled. Beyond the clouds, the sunlight shines in the eternal plan. Trust that the way will brighten and do the best you can. Away with vain repinings. Sing songs of hope and cheer till many a weary comrade grow strong of heart to hear. He who sings over trouble is sure the wisest man. He can't help what has happened, but does the best he can. So if things won't go to suit us, let's never fume and fret, for finding fault with fortune ne'er mended matters yet. Make the best of whate'er happens. Bear failure like a man, and in good or evil fortune, do just the best you can. Our Father, bless the message to the good of every listener. Help us not to be children any longer, but be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. May we all be responsible in sending forth the truth which will set men free, and for that which is accomplished, we will give Thee the praise. For we ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. And now, friends, I'd like to take just a moment to invite you to the National Camp Meeting of the Church of God, which will begin July the 23rd near Neosho, Missouri. There's a nice big campground there. Some additional space has been added in recent years. And you're invited to come here. Services daily. Well, in fact, normally three services a day. The meals are free. There's no charge. All of it's operated on a free will offering basis. So you're invited to come beginning July the 23rd and continuing through August the 1st.
I came defiled and guilty to Jesus the mighty to save. He took my sins and sorrows and beautiful ashes gave. Peace, peace, glorious peace, like tranquil waters flow, streaming down over my heart, made white as a driven snow. I came to Jesus repenting, confessing my every sin. My heart's door swung wide open, and glorious peace flowed in. Peace, peace, glorious peace, like tranquil love.
Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you always, and a very cheerful goodbye.
Made white as a driven snow.